Good morning. A ridge of high pressure has kept it dry across most of interior New York and New England overnight, although some clouds and even a few scattered showers are spilling over from southern Quebec and Ontario. And those showers are now moving through the Champlain Valley and central and northern Vermont. Some of those showers will continue to slide to the south and east and through central New England, clipping the northeastern corner of New York this morning. Otherwise, skies will be partly sunny for the first part of the day, and temperatures, while starting in the lower to mid-50s, will begin to climb through the 50s and 60s and into the 70s by around lunchtime. Sunshine will mix in with the clouds, especially south of I-90, pushing temperatures into the lower to mid-80s on average for daytime highs. As we get into the night tonight, clouds will begin to move in as the ridge of high pressure breaks down, allowing a warm front to approach from the south. Skies will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy overnight, and temperatures milder going back into the lower to mid-60s. It'll stay dry through Wednesday morning, then some moisture will begin to approach with that front and some energy heading in our direction from the Great Lakes. The combination of the two will increase the humidity throughout the area as highs on Wednesday reach the lower to mid-80s. The energy and moisture will initiate scattered showers and thunderstorms across western and central New York, some of which will drift into eastern New York and the northern part of the state as we head into late Wednesday afternoon and through the evening. Showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous overnight Wednesday night and into the early morning hours on Thursday, with some moisture from what's left of the tropical storm Cristobal will work its way through the area. On Thursday afternoon, a cold front will approach and dry it out with temperatures in the lower 80s. This will set us up for a mix of sun and clouds with lower humidity on Friday, with highs staying in the lower 80s, and right now both weekend days look dry with readings back into the middle and upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, while the wind speeds associated with Cristobal dropped after it moved inland going into the central Gulf Coast, the storm will continue to bring a very large region of dangerous weather from the central Gulf Coast northward through the Mississippi Valley, lower Ohio Valley, and into the upper Great Lakes. Widespread heavy rain, flash flooding, and flooding are possible as Cristobal moves northward into the mid and upper Mississippi Valley and upper Great Lakes today and tomorrow. Rainfall totals in these areas are expected to be 2 to 4 inches with localized amounts of 6 or more inches. In addition, severe weather is possible with tornadoes and high winds across these areas. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 36 degrees, with a west wind at 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 61 degrees, the dew point 45, 56% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.96 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 19 at Klamath Marsh National Wildlife Refuge, Oregon, Sierraville, California, and Baker, Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy near 80, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 81 degrees, the low 49, the average temperature 65, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, 1/10 of an inch for the month, which is 94/100 of an inch below normal, and 12.39 inches for the year, which is 3.43 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high 100 set in 1933, and the record low 37 in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and highs ranging from near 70 close to the Canadian border to the lower 80s near Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and pleasantly warm today with highs in the mid 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and pleasantly warm today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and pleasantly warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and pleasantly warm today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with increasing humidity and the chance of a few showers or a thunderstorm late in the day, mid-80s. Showers overnight Wednesday night, the chance of a thunderstorm, and more scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday morning, then breaks of sun in the afternoon with highs in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds with lower humidity in the lower 80s on Friday. Partly sunny Saturday in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds upper 70s on Sunday, and around 80 with mostly sunny skies on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.